Hey everybody, Tony Bruschi from The Dark Side. Hope you're enjoying our programs. And if you like what you're hearing, be sure to check out one of our other shows, Real Ghost Stories Online. You can download it wherever you download podcasts. Each week we put out a bonus episode jam-packed with some of the best ghost stories we get in. Here's a 15-minute preview of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Not every ghost story that we hear on this show ends with a monster-like creature terrorizing the living. You know, if you want to go super dark and scary, you can certainly find them. But that's, you know, quite honestly, not the norm. A lot of times it's more subtle than that. It's more suggestive than that. But, hey, it's October. We're sharing ghost stories. I think it's time for one that's really kind of terrifying. The idea of something that's like a monster. Something that comes to you in the darkness of night, but you can make out its features and it is absolutely horrifying to look at. It's pure intent being fear. In fact, we have two stories like that for you. One, who was the burned man who attacked an innocent woman in her bed late at night. It wasn't a living man. It was a spirit of something. And then we'll hear about some deceased grandparents who show up in the middle of the night. They're not the scary part. They're showing up to help. To help get something very dark away from their son as he tries to sleep. Those stories and more today on EPP bonus episode number 372 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. The idea of something attacking us is a scary one, no matter where you're at. It gets even scarier, though, when that attacker is kind of like a monster in appearance, specifically. But even more scary is when it's happening in one of the safest places that one has within your home. And then within the home, in your bedroom, in your bed, the place that when we're down, when we're out, when we're feeling kind of, yeah, I just want to go to bed. It's like the safest place I think most of us have. And then the idea of that being violated by something coming at you that you can't explain, that's not human, and wants to just cause pure terror. That really just rides all over that safe place notion. It would make it really hard, I think, to go back to that being a safe place. In our next story, that is precisely what happens. Something wanted to instill fear in a woman late one night. Take a listen. Hello, very excited to share my story with you. I am from Guyana, in Cape Town, South Africa. But I accidentally stumbled onto your podcast, as I never listened to podcasts, and never was even aware this medium existed. But anyway, I found yours, and let me tell you, I am binge listening right now. I went way back to 2015, and am marathoning my way through your episodes. But wait, I digress. I'm here to share a story. So I'll get right to it. This one has freaked me out the most and haunts me to this day, over 20 years later. A bit of background, my first husband, who features in the story, died in 2011, and with his death, I have another theory. But I'll get into that at another time. I have since remarried. M, my first hubby, and I worked long hours. We made a point of spending some quality time in the evenings after the eldest went to bed. We'd sit in the living room either watching a movie or soccer. We were huge soccer fans. We'd cuddle on the couch with snacks or whatever. So this specific night, as usual, we finished the movie or soccer game, not sure which, and went to bed. Now, Em and I were both smokers, but because my eldest had asthma, we never smoked in the house. Em was insistent that he needed to smoke, and because it was winter, he didn't want to go outside. So I told him that he could stand in the bedroom window behind the curtains to keep the smoke out of the room. While he was standing there, I got into bed. So the layout of the room is important. The bed was standing directly opposite the window, and the door on the left of the bed. It was lying on the side the furthest away from the door. The bedroom's light was off, but both bed lamps were on. I was lying on my right side facing the wall with my back to the door, and was standing at the window smoking while still chatting with me. Now, just a little on M, he wasn't a very talkative person, but when he did, he was a very funny guy. He. Note that I'm speaking of him in the past tense, but that's another story. So he was standing there smoking, telling me some funny story, and I was lying on the bed listening to him, sometimes responding or giggling. Then suddenly I felt I couldn't move. Trapped on my right side, I reminded myself to just stay calm, and the feeling disappeared. And suddenly I was flipped onto my back and I couldn't move. I could literally feel someone or something sitting over me. My legs and arms were pinned at my side and I could feel warm, stinky breath in my face. This is when I started screaming, but no sound came from my mouth. You know when you scream and you can see the veins in your neck and forehead standing out? I could see M standing at the window and I could still hear him talking, but he seemed unaware of what was happening behind him. And suddenly, the feeling just disappeared. It was then that M came from the window to get into bed. At this point, I'm hysterical, crying, trying to tell him what just happened. And as expected, he's very concerned and he got into bed and hugged me and tried to calm me down. So here I was being held by my partner and obviously being very upset. His presence and assurance that it's all over calmed me down. A few minutes later, he was still holding me and comforting me. Then his grip on me tightened and just got tighter. This is when I started pushing him away and telling him that he's hurting me. But he started laughing and then his laugh changed. It wasn't his voice anymore. I looked up at his face and I got the fright of my life. It was not him. It was not M lying in bed with me. This thing holding me didn't have a recognizable face. He looked like it had been burned, but not scarred, but with raw flesh. And the flesh was black with tinges of red in between. His eyes were dark with red lights, dots in the center. He didn't have ears. His hair looked like black steel wool caked together, supposed to be the theme from being burned. His teeth were razor sharp, and it seems like there were too many in his mouth. What freaked me out the most were those red dots for eyes. I started screaming and fighting with this thing, trying to get away, but the more I fought, the tighter he held me and the louder he laughed. I ripped out pieces of flesh from his skinless face, and that made him hold tighter, even more like he loved the fight I was putting up. During this time, I looked in the direction of the window, and I could still see M standing behind the curtain smoking. I could even faintly hear him talking, but he was unaware of what was going on. I remember what my Grammy always told me. She said, "Pray, my baby, pray." I said in the language, "Here, help me." The translation all went to, "Lord, help me. I'm going to die here tonight." And just like that, the thing disappeared. I jumped out of bed, bumping into M on his way to bed. He had no clue what was going on. He had to restrain me because I didn't stop fighting, scratching at his face. So we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 372 of Real Ghost Stories Online. There's more to the story, and including a second story as well. In fact, actually four more pieces of stories in this episode that are sure to chill you to the bone. I guess, you know, it's October. We can talk like that. Anyway, if you want to hear them, become an EPP, extra podcast person, as we call them, at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to our archive of episodes and all 372 EPP bonus episodes exclusively for EPPs, the archive of episodes. literally thousands of them there. Those are our regular ones that is consisting of the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. All of it commercial free, all of it ready for you to binge away on. It's like literally almost 10 years of material that, I mean, if you started listening now and listened nonstop 24/7 until Halloween, you would still not have enough time to listen to all of it. There's that much there. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to help keep us on the air and get all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and enjoy getting freaked out this Halloween season. All right, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.